Do you sometimes go like, well, fuck, dude. Like, are you being a pussy? Like, right?
Are you talking about when you talk to yourself?
Yeah. Like, when I'm talking to myself, like, don't be a puss. Like, you know, why are you letting that bother you?
Yeah. And,
you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, you're freaking over 40. Like, be a man. Like, be an adult. See, this is dangerous.
Yeah.
The, like,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like why? Shit. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm fucking 43 talking about this shit. Like, why? Like, because I feel like I'm adult, so I control my own destiny. Like, why am I talking about my childhood trauma?
Nah.
You know what I mean?
Nah.
How much you know
that? Yeah. I feel like 100%.
Like, okay, so you come from your family, family's divorced, and
you know what though?
But you grew up in Cupertino, and you know, but you're privileged.
Sure.
But you know that what?
I feel that. You know, but like, I think because I have that thought too, and I think one of the things that stopped me from speaking to myself in that way. Was like, I thought back and I was like, when I was a kid, was that ever resolved? And not only that, but when I have that thought, does it actually go away? Like when I say, oh, you're being a pussy, all the people I know like that in my life keep thinking about the same shit. They can't get over it. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It never goes
away.
They
always have a complex forever. Mm-hmm. And they keep telling themselves, oh, you're a pussy, so you gotta fucking swallow it. But those are the same people that can't fucking get over it.
Can I say something?
Yes, please.
I think.
Oh,
and this may be offending people, but I think not addressing is a coward's way out. In a sense,
absolutely.
Because when you say I'm a pussy or whatever, then it's a rug you sweep whatever you're feeling under the rug.
Yeah,
that emotion.
Like you're doing what they're doing to you.
Like you say, if you say I'm a pussy, like whatever the issue is. It's swept under the rug, not addressing the issue. Done.
Yes,
right?
Correct.
Okay.
That's what you're saying. It's the quick way out.
Totally. Yeah, right? Totally.
So, and how I think about it is, it's kind of cowardice in a sense where, if you're not addressing it, then you're too scared to address the issue, or too nervous, or whatever the emotion might be.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
But because I think you're more of a pussy not addressing it. To be honest, is how I plainly say.
Yeah, and
you know what I mean.
And I think in that same vein, I feel like. You have a kid, so you understand.
My daughter.
Yes. Go ahead. Your daughter. You fucking get over it.
Yeah.
And I know you as a person, as a father too, right? Yeah. You would never say that.
No.
You would never say that.
Why would you say that? And I think something that I've learned over time is like, if I would never say that to someone else, why would I say that to myself?
To me,
that single-handedly has changed so much about how I process why I process the way I do.
Your voice.
Even if it results in things that aren't ideal or whatever, it's just like, why do I talk to myself like that? I would never do that.
Bro.
Wow. Anyway, hard cut.
I want to see if things are recording still.
Yes.
Okay. Dude, this is so good.
Daniel,
this is so good.
It's still going? Okay.
Bro. We gotta do this at least once a month. Bro.
Yes, sir.
Like I said, we can do this twice a month.
Okay,
we can.
So down. We gotta put this shit out, bro.
Also,
we gotta.
Let's get it. But also hard cut because we already did it one time. G, how are you doing?
Wait, hard cut?
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you not want a hard cut to? Oh,
like no,
hard
transition to the next. Let's have John finish out. His thought, and then we can.
Okay.
Oh, no.
There's just
no. So you said, would I talk to my daughter? Like, well, first of all, you nailed it. Like, it's your worst enemy is yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That voice is you. It's no one else. And if you really think about it, a lot of my anxiety and a lot of the things that I go through, or you guys go through, is your voice.
Yeah.
Telling you these things.
Yeah.
Telling you you're a pussy or you're this or you should be this and you're overthinking things and really. So then it's like, how do you create a mechanism or a happy place where you could look yourself in the mirror and talk to that voice and just,
yeah,
just,
and it's hard because it's so different from the shit that we grew up with.
Yeah,
like we grew up on the fucking stop being a pussy shit, but
like man up.
Yeah, and it's like, just like, what the fuck are you talking? We listen to dumbass dudes like, yeah.
like man up, just man up. Like, what do you mean man up?
And then there's some like there's. We talk about like our, I mean, at least my dad was like that, you know, like,
yeah,
he's like, oh, like, oh, you're tired.
Yeah.
Like, let's fucking go. Like,
yeah.
People wake me up at like 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Yank the freaking like, blankets, whatever off of my bed and like put water on me. Like, get the fuck up. Like, let's fucking go type of shit. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
That's intense as shit, bro. Yeah.
Your dad poured water on you?
Yeah.
To wake you up?
Yeah.
Was he a Navy SEAL?
No, dude. He didn't say it, but it's his version of
you love your dad.
Pussy.
Yeah. This has nothing to do with,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I love my dad. Of course. You know,
but that is what it is. Is what
but these are the traumas and situations that are built into your head that resonate and come out as a 42-year-old, as a 35-year-old, as a 29-year-old.
I'm 30, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, 30. Yeah, yeah. I was like, okay.
Hit the 3-0.
Anyway.
The funny thing is I just had the same conversation with my partner. And she has a daughter and
your business partner.
Business partner at Pinpoint Talent. And she was like, hey, my daughter, like, she brought up a story of how, like, listen, teenage stars are gonna come back and they're gonna be emotional about things and they're about their body or how they look and so on and so forth. And then my partner said what she learned is instead of the natural thing, which I would have done. The natural thing is like, no, what are you talking about? You're beautiful. And trying to fix the problem right away.
Yep.
She said what she learned is you first have to acknowledge
it. Yes.
So you say, oh, yeah, I can see why you feel that way. What? And then the second is then you relate and say, well, daughter, I actually also felt the same way when I was so-and-so. Tell a story, right?
That's so good.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then you say, well, hold on. Knowing all that, listen, you're beautiful, okay? But we'll figure out how to, you know, deal with those emotions and so on and so forth. Because a lot of the times the kids, they just want to know, you as a parent, did you just hear them? They're not looking for a solution necessarily. They're just looking for, did you hear me? And if you acknowledge it, you heard them.
Yeah.
And then more powerful is then you relate. You say, well, hold on. I was also your age. And I felt the same way. Versus, I'm going to reprimand you for feeling that way. You know what I'm saying? I was like, shit.
That's a good point.
I was like, girl, yes.
My dad just said, take a walk and drink some water, motherfucker.
Like, you know? Like, for real?
Yeah.
He said, take a walk, drink some water, motherfucker.
No, not motherfucker. Oh, but like, you know,
okay. I was like,
he would say, oh, go do this, like, and drink some water. Like,
like, you know, trying to fix it. Yeah. Just like fix it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But that's not what we want.
Yeah.
So I thought that was profound.
But what you said, though, about like how to relate and tell a story and say, hey, like, you know, if you're open to the idea of a solution, I can come up with one, right? That can be applied to not only your daughter, just anybody in general.
For sure.
You know what I mean? And I wanted to say that out loud because I think it's important to say, but it's also how I try to practice, you know, our relationship or any other relationship that I come across, business, personal, or otherwise, you know what I mean?
I think
that was really key what you said.
It's the same with my wife, because I remember talking to my wife, and my wife says, sometimes I don't want you to just come in and fix things. I just want you to acknowledge and hear me. I said, okay. So I try to do that, you know? But as men, we're so conditioned to try to fix it right away.
I feel like it's almost biological.
Like we have to fight that sometimes. Like, for example, another example is the other day I caught myself, like, I was doing homework with my daughter, and I was just really, and she wasn't getting something, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to say, well, how come you don't get it? Let me just fix it. Let me tell you, you mm-hmm. know, mm-hmm. versus saying, oh, I acknowledge why you didn't get it. But, let, you know, what I can understand.
Figure it out?
Yeah, well, yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
versus
yeah.
just going right in and trying yeah. to help her fix it.
Yeah. yeah.
It's just hear her, process how she feels. You know what I mean?
I'm so not ready for kids, bro. Hey,
kids are great though. She yeah, my daughter yeah. has changed my life in so many ways. And I'll leave you with this. I'm stealing the mic.
No, dude, you're
it's
good.
4:22.
Wow. Yeah, we're about an hour. Yeah.
We're about an hour. Okay, we can get.
We'll keep going.
No, no, we're
because
we're
you're gonna cut a lot and yeah, like yeah. hard mean, cut.
Yeah. yeah. So G.
Yeah.
How are you feeling, Green?
No, I'm kidding.
this man's been through some shit.
So I don't even know how to like. I got to be honest. I don't know how you transition. I don't know how you. But first of all, I will say, G, you are loved. Mm-hmm. We care about you. Mm-hmm. We're take this as like we're gonna say okay. Like that's a sign to say let's get it.
Yes, sir.
Let's do it, man.
Yeah, right there.
Let's you know, get let's it. Get, it. Get it. So, G.
Yeah.
I know it's hard, right? I know.
Okay. So, this is something I wanted to share, and I've talked to a lot of people, including my mentor. Like, you know, should I put this out there or not? Like, and she was like, you know, it's totally up to you. And I think for me to, you know, like kind of like John, like, you know, kind of, you know, be this as a therapeutic and put it out there type of thing and get it off your chest. Like to me, to minimize what the situation that I've been through, like kind of minimize it to a certain extent, like not make it a big deal. I wanted to share with you. And that thing is that I had a heart attack. Right. So on.
Crazy.
It was, I don't think I'll ever forget it. Not for the sake of, yes, I had a heart attack, but, again, I am not Mexican. I'm Indian. So very,
sorry.
This year, this specific year, there were two yeah. holidays on the same day.
Yeah.
One was Diwali, which Indians know, and Halloween on the same day.
Uh-huh.
So, me and my wife have a normal day on a Wednesday evening. She comes back from work. We have dinner. Everything's all good. We go to sleep, right? And 3 a.m., I wake up. And
3 a.m.
3 a.m. in the morning. I wake up and just extreme pain through my chest.
Where?
Like straight dead middle.
Right here.
Like it really,
what did it feel like?
It felt like someone was like pushing really hard on my insides in my chest, like really hard. And on top of, I mean, I don't know what this feels like, but like it felt like, as a metaphor, like someone was sticking a pole right through my chest. It was like on a scale of 1 to 10, it was a 10. I was screaming.
Shit.
Like it hurt a lot.
Mm.
Heart attacks are not fun. And I'm just sitting there. I'm like, you know what? Like, don't be a pussy, G. Like, go drink some water.
Oh.
I sit straight up.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah,
I
yeah,
started
yeah.
like, okay, it's gonna roll over. Like, whatever it is, you know. And then I go back, and I'm like, I was like, okay, maybe just lay down. Like, you know, like try to go back to sleep. And I'm just sitting there. I'm like, kind of screaming. And my wife, she's next to me. She's like, mm-mm. Like, no, like this is not right. And she's like, I'm gonna call the hospital. But we didn't call 911. We call like the hold and the device nurse oh. situation, right?
Okay.
So
we can learn a lot from that. Okay. So if you did it back, you call 911.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Call 911.
Just to was there a reason why 911 wasn't the first number that you called, or did you?
I don't know. It was 3 a.m. in the morning. We're not like all there. I don't
okay.
know. Like.
That was the really first know. Number that occurred to
yeah, yeah we were yeah, just yeah. like, oh, we should just call. Like, we didn't think it was that serious.
I see.
You know?
Yes.
Even though you were in crazy
pain. Yeah, we're like, okay, you know, whatever, right?
Yeah.
She just woke up to, like, you know, we don't know what the hell's going on. So
yeah.
Called the advice nurse and she's like, oh, what are you feeling? Like, I'm like, and then I explain it. I'm able to talk, right? But I'm like, kind of trying to like hold it all in. And then she's like, okay, let me talk to the doctor. Can you hold, please? So
we're on hold. Oh, my word.
And for like, I don't know, a couple minutes. They're like, she comes back online. She's like, yeah, you guys should come in right now.
Oh, we're shit. Like,
kind of looking at each other. We're like, okay, oh, fuck, okay, we're going. So luckily, I live right around the corner from Kaiser. Oh, yeah.
Yes, you do. So lucky.
So instead of calling 911, we just go because it'll probably be faster just for us.
Hell yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
So we go to ER. We walk in and they put the blood pressure machine on. I'm at like 201 over 170 or something like that.
Yeah, that's raw. That's not right.
They're like, you're having a heart attack, right? Shit. They give me medicines right away. And then I sit in the ER like for a good like 10 minutes or so. And then I get a bed. And they keep testing me. I'm like, it's again like 3, maybe 4 o'clock at this point in the morning. I'm like getting like IV, like poked out, and blood drawn. Nurses coming in, doctor, the floor doctor, like the ER doctor, comes in, and she says like, oh, we're like waiting on the cardiologist to come in, and we're waiting for tests to go through. And initially, actually, they didn't say it was a heart attack. They said it was like a EST elevation, which I don't know the terminology, but something is wrong, right? So they do the blood test, and there's a certain protein that comes off when you're having a heart attack. And that's what they test for the heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
And they did it the first time around. The number, which I don't know what they're actually measuring, but the number that you want to stay under is like 40.
Okay.
Right.
For this protein?
From what I recall, right?
For measuring the protein?
Yeah, measuring the protein. Okay. Right? So first test comes back. It's like at a 24, right? Okay, whatever. Like, cool. They're like, okay, we do at least 2 tests. Like, we want to make sure like everything's good, because then we got to, if it's not a heart attack, like, what is it then?
Right.
Something's wrong.
Something's wrong, right? Yeah. So they do the second and it's at 4,000.
What the fuck? 4,000?
Yeah.
Is that even possible? I don't know. Like 4,000?
4,000.
So times 100 the expected. 40. Not expected.
Okay, so then they know.
The threshold, yeah.
Yeah, threshold. Yeah.
So they know.
They know. It was instant. Like, so you had a heart attack. My wife is sitting there. I'm sitting there like, what? Like, what? Just shocked. And at this point we're like, because they get me on meds, I'm like, okay, now like I'm it's still hurting like a motherfucker, but it's,
you
not
can
a 10.
Deal with it,
right? Yeah,
it's like, I mean, a 6, 7
like eight. 7, 8 yeah it's still hurting pretty bad, you know, type of thing. And at this point, talk about family, we're like, should we call my parents? Should we not call my parents? Like, what's going on? Like, what do we do?
That's the last thing you should think about, but go ahead.
Anxiety.
You should.
A million things are going through my mind.
You should tell them. You should. Yeah. Okay. Got it.
Yeah. A million things are happening.
Yeah.
So we're there. And I have now the most splitting headache. It's just a bad situation. Right. And then my wife's like, you know what? We should just really just tell your parents. Like, we don't know what's going on, what's going to happen. Your parents deserve to know that you're in the hospital right now. Yeah, in ER, right?
Yeah. For a likely heart attack.
No, at this point, it's confirmed.
Right? Oh, it's confirmed. Heart attack.
It's not a minor heart. It's a major heart attack that you've had.
Yeah.
And so my dad comes. He's just asking a million questions. He's stressing my wife out. My dad being my dad. He comes in. He looks at me. I see his eyes. He's tearing up, dude. He's tearing up. And he's holding so hard to fight the tears back. And I'm doing the exact same thing. You know, like, I can't... as much as like whatever my dad put me through, whatever I've gone through, like that's still my dad. Like,
of course,
if I see it, I'm gonna fucking
tear up.
Yeah,
yeah, that's your dad. Yeah, yeah.
So that happens.
Yeah.
And it's just hours and hours waiting for a cardiologist to come, and the cardiologist reconfirms that I have a heart attack.
Wow.
And he's like, "You got to get admitted." Right. What was it? Alexa?
That's my Alexa.
Great timing, Alexa.
I was like, it's like, all right, what are we recording? So they're like, hey, you know, we need to do an angiogram. And what an angiogram is a procedure. They don't call it a surgery for whatever reason, because it's quote unquote non-invasive, but they have to penetrate the skin, which it kind of doesn't make any sense to me. But anyways, they're like, yeah, so we're gonna have to do an angiogram. There's a chance that you can have open heart surgery, or you can just die. I'm like,
what?
Well, they have to, right? They have
this
to.
Is what they say?
Yeah. There's a, well, they don't say that you have a chance of dying. You said it could be terminal. Is how they say it.
Oh my god! Wait,
the nurse says this to you. The doctor says, this to you.
Doctor.
Well, of course.
So you have no choice then. You have to do the thing.
I mean, it's legally you have to say this is correct, what you're getting correct. Into.
But right? In terms of in your position,
you there's no to. Choice, right?
Yeah, 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 yeah. You're like, let's go.
I mean,
or not? I'm like, let's go. Hey, all right. No, okay, yeah, yeah. You're like, oh, I mean, okay.
What choice do I have? Right? Yeah, like, yeah, yeah. I wasn't like, let's go. I was definitely not that. Definitely not that. I'm just like, yeah. I'm like, what is happening right now? Oh, type of situation.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
Know?
Yeah.
So, hours. Wait, you were waiting hours because it takes time for the doctors who do the procedure to actually do the procedure, and there's like a waiting list for me to be on the table. So, I don't know. It must have been like, I don't even know, man. Like 8-10 hours just waiting.
Oh.
And they just kept monitoring me, did blood tests over and over again.
And you texted us in early in the morning.
Did I?
It was maybe 8 a.m. Yeah. That day.
You were waiting.
It's 7 or 8 a.m.
And then you shot us a photo of you in the hospital. Bed.
Oh, was your feet.
That, was that already after?
That was after.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
It was the day
okay,
after.
Okay, okay,
yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, okay, okay.
Sorry, I think we were supposed to do a podcast that day. I think.
And then, I think that might be true.
And then you were like,
the
hey.
That's the only reason why I texted you at that
you're
moment.
Right, you're right. You're
right?
See, yes. This guy's consistent, man. He was thinking about podcasts. So he
texted us. I just like want to respect people's time. That's all.
That's fucking crazy.
That's all. I'm in the, that's how I just operate. I don't know.
Holy smokes.
Okay. But okay, so you're waiting on the, yeah, yeah.
So we're waiting. So now at this point, it's, I don't know, 10 hours, 12 hours, what? I don't know what time, like, we actually go. Because when you're in the hospital, when you're in the bed, like, time is mm-hmm. out the window. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, you don't yeah. know what time it is.
Yeah, yeah,
you don't
yeah,
know
yeah.
what's
yeah,
going yeah. on. A yeah. million nurses come by. And the doctor finally comes back, like, all right, we're going to take you, right? We're going to take you to do the angiogram. I'm like, all right, here we go. Now I'm like, okay, at that point, I'm like, well, there's no choice. Let's just yeah. fucking do this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they had me stripped naked. So there's, for an angiogram, you can go through the wrist, which there's still a mark there you can see, or like in your groin area, because that's the, that's, they stick this catheter, and they stick a line through the catheter to put in a stent.
Yeah, 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 mm-hmm. yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, first they do an ink so that this camera can see what's actually happening.
Where's the blockage?
Heart. Yeah, or yeah, blockage yeah, yeah, or whatever's
yeah.
happening.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So they're like, hey, if there is a blockage, we're going to take action right away.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So they shave me down. They shave me down there. I don't know if you could see, but like this part of my arm hair is not the same length as this part mm-hmm. of my arm hair, which is they shave me here too because they like stick you there. So... Yeah, so they shave me, I'm on the table, and they gave me fentanyl, which was great. I just remember that very distinctly.
Don't do drugs, kids. You know?
So they gave me a mixture of fentanyl and Benadryl, though. But I don't know. I don't know why.
Benadryl, interesting. Antihistamine.
But I am. Okay. I am awake.
Okay.
I'm coherent.
Yeah.
I'm in like dream state. Like hey,
you're feeling
you
great.
Know? I'm feeling great. Right. You know. So now I'm coherent. I'm on the table. They're doing their thing, and I feel. I don't feel the cut. I feel the catheter. Holy I've shit. Never, like, felt this sensation. It doesn't hurt, but imagine, like, well, it kind of hurts. It's like getting your muscle pulled, like, constantly. Like, because they're in your vein, right? It's literally like, in your vein.
It's like vibration.
Yeah.
Right? Kind of?
Right. Like, yeah, and yeah, I feel yeah. it all the way up to my shoulder.
Yeah.
Well, oh. You know, so you know what it feels like.
Yeah,
right?
I do. Yeah. I actually
like,
do.
As it's going through, the muscles are kind of separating apart. Yes. Like,
yeah. So it's yeah, it's just a weird feeling.
Right? Actually, I don't know how that feels. Yeah. But go ahead.
It's a weird feeling.
Like, invasive.
Yeah.
Like,
it's very invasive.
It,
yeah.
Because the stent is in there and it's opening it up. Is it trying to open it up?
The catheter?
Yeah.
It's
trying to open it up?
It's like a wire.
Yeah.
With the motor on it.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But why is it in your arm and not your...
So, this is a main artery that goes directly
so
to your
going
heart.
Going through the artery to the heart.
If they do a cut, that's open heart surgery, and that's way more riskier.
Yeah, of course. Right? Of course.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, okay.
So, this is to... Okay, first part of the procedure is ink. They're going to shoot ink so the camera can see all the veins and see what's going on. That's part one. Part two is they see a blockage. They see a blockage and maybe mispronouncing this, but it's called the ramus or ramus. And what it is, it's the vein that shocks the heart to make it beat.
Pump.
Right? Yeah. So that was the issue that I was having. It was 99% clogged.
How did it get clogged?
So.
Gee.
There's a lot. There's a lot. So
99% clogged.
Is it diet? By the way, this
everything.
Is for
everything.
Like.
It was
how okay. do you? Yeah.
So
yeah.
if you want to go down that road,
yes.
right now we can do.
Just
do that.
Tell everyone. This is an educational podcast too.
One is this.
Yeah. Drinking.
Drinking. You all know. I love my whiskey.
Damn. Right? What are we doing?
Let me pour you all a drink. Right?
What are we doing, guys?
We.
You know,
so you guys know this is a real podcast.
I have high cholesterol.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
but Asian, but
we need to chill.
Yeah, yeah,
I mean, I do.
I mean, I don't.
This is the first drink I've had in weeks, though.
Same.
So whatever. I don't.
Moderation, right?
Yeah, I don't drink much. Yeah. I just okay. Go ahead.
So that's an element.
So
drinking.
So diet, eating like shit, right? Unmotivated at this point to go to the gym because of other stressors in my life.
Just curious about the diet portion of it, because that's something that's changed for me too, because it's like a much lesser degree, but for cholesterol.
Yeah.
Are there very specific guidelines that's like absolute no-no for you? Like, I cannot do this thing, like...
Fried?
What does that look like for you?
Animal fat, or just fat in general.
Okay.
Like, well, my diet is now low fat, low sodium,
yes,
and low grease.
Okay,
so the fried, yes, you're correct, low grease.
So, like, a lot of fish. Is fish oils okay for you?
Fish oils okay.
Okay,
yeah.
So, just anything that would elevate your LDL is not great for you.
Yes, correct.
Got it.
Correct. Okay. Yeah, anything that will put a stress on my heart.
Yes.
Let's
okay.
Say that.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So carbs are still okay, proteins are okay, so I'm eating a lot of
just
like
not fried
fruits and veggies,
fish, lean chicken,
lean meats.
Yeah.
I cannot do whiskey, I cannot, or any alcohol.
Yeah.
I can't do steak
ever.
No, not ever, but like for the foreseeable future, like three to 6 months until they do the stress test.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we're there.
Do you want some blueberries?
No.
Let me tell you why.
Yeah.
My wife wants a Safeway, and my mother-in-law. So I have literally 4 cartons of blueberries in my fridge.
I'm sorry, but we literally went to Costco yesterday.
Yeah, like,
so many blueberries.
I have so much blueberries.
Good, bro.
I have so much blueberries.
What I wanted to ask was.
Do you want raspberries? No.
I got strawberries and blueberries.
Nah, I'm with you.
Before you answer, new dessert. Blueberry, strawberries, and Cool Whip.
I can't do Cool Whip because of sugar.
No, but they have sugar-free.
Yeah, I see
that. I do the same thing with non-fat Greek yogurt, which is like great protein. Yeah. I mean,
that's probably
it's very filling. But anyway, okay. What I wanted to ask was...
There's more to the story, but go ahead.
Yes.
How we have not crescendoed yet. Yeah.
How... Given all these like kind of initiatives given to you, how do you feel about that? Are you of the mindset of like, okay, like, yes, I'm doing it, whatever? Do you feel like, oh shit, like this shit is tough, I love like all the stuff that I used to eat and drink, like how are you processing that?
I'm pretty good at like cold turkeying things, whatever it is. But I love steak. I mean, I love whiskey, as you know, you guys know. Is it hard? If it's not in front of me, like, I'm not thinking about it. Like, you know what I mean? But
it is in front of you.
This is fine. Like,
you're very disciplined. So
that's true.
Yeah. So,
well, to me, in my mind, it's like, it's not a choice.
Yeah.
I mean, sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It could be a choice. Be like, I could drink and be like, fuck it.
Yeah. But you know now, it's like, nah.
Yeah, I mean, my dad has also had a heart attack, and he has two stents. Oh,
okay.
But he occasionally drinks because it gave him the clearance, right?
Sure.
Oh, so okay. It's, there's a time will come where I can re-engage in certain things, but not right now, right?
But hold on.
There's limits to those things.
Occasionally, too. Occasions.
But let me ask you, okay, because let's put it all out there. Yeah. Once you open it up where you're like, okay, I can drink, then it's a matter of can you drink in moderation?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I just want to let you know, in my opinion. Right.
But I believe I can, because I just told you I could cold turkey.
That's true.
But then your argument could be that when you're a little more tipsier, does that
For example, let's say we're shooting this podcast and we're drinking, we're having a good time. Can you stop it and say, I just want one?
Yeah, just one.
That's the hard part.
Okay. I believe so.
No, and I'll say why I believe him. You're one of the most disciplined people I know. Let me say that about you.
100%. I appreciate that.
So yeah, I actually believe you. So
yeah. I appreciate that.
Sorry, but not to cut off your story. You're still going on the crescendo.
Crescendo.
So I'm on the table.
Yes.
Okay. Crescendo. I'm on the table.
You're on the fucking table. You haven't got the fucking surgery yet. Yeah.
They just give me the drugs, right? Okay.
Yeah.
So they shoot. Thank God they don't go through the groin, because if they had any complications through the wrist, right? They would, you know, all up in there.
Like where?
Like but right between.
Right between? In your...
In the gooch.
The gooch. That's called the gooch.
So I'm on the table and I'm hearing everything. They give me more medicine. And one of the doctors like slaps one of my like feet, right? He's like, just to make sure that I'm reacting, that I'm not, you know, like all the nerves are still good. And I feel that. And... they give me this one medicine. It's called endenosine or something. I can't remember for the life of me what it was called, because I was a little in a dream state. But all I hear the doctor saying is like, whoa, cough now.
And he's saying that to you.
To me.
Oh, shit.
She is saying that to me. Right?
Yeah. She's saying that to you.
Whoa, cough now.
Oh, yeah, fuck. Like yelling at the top of the lung, cough now. She's tapping me. Like cough she's now. Like, she's like cough.
Urgent.
Yes, right now, like cough now. Okay. You motherfucker better cough right now. So what had happened when I talked to her was the whatever medicine was supposed to slow my heart down. So it's not, because I'm coherent. I know and feel everything, right? So they're like, to slow the heart down, they give me that certain medicine. And what had happened was it worked too well. So my heart stopped.
Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Oh.
So my heart stopped.
It just stopped? Like, not beating?
Not beating.
Oh, my word.
But close. I was still coherent. Everything. Yeah. There is no light. Just for everyone. There's no light. But I'll explain what it felt like. It felt like I was at the top of a roller coaster, and I'm like about to go right at the other end of it.
Yes,
that's what it felt like.
Like a suspension, like you're about to.
Yeah, and I coughed, and then I'm back. Right, everything's being
holy right? moly, dude.
Yo, they kind of fucked up. But
sorry. I don't know. Right, like, is it normal? I'm scared to ask, to be honest, because I don't want to know if I.
Anyway, so you coughed.
Okay, I coughed.
You're back
and,
to life.
they gave me whatever anti medicine is to that.
Yeah.
Like, okay. Yeah. Let's bring it back type of shit.
Yeah.
I was like, cool. Like, I'm awake. I'm like, all right, cool. Like, everything's fine. But now the fentanyl has worn off. Like, because like adrenaline, right, has kicked in. Yeah, I'm like, I'm about to, like, I thought I was about to die. Right.
Yeah.
So I feel everything. They don't give me any more, what is it called? Anesthesia, right? That's how you say it, right?
Yes.
And now I'm like, okay, cool. So I take a deep breath. I'm like, and the residual of that initial medicine that was stopping my heart, it happened again. So my heart stopped again. Yes.
Oh, my word.
And they're like, cough again. And I cough again.
I'm getting anxious just hearing this stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just like,
so,
you know what I mean?
I mean, she's yelling at the top of her lungs, like, cough now, right?
Okay.
And I cough, and I'm like, now I'm anxious on the bed.
Yes.
Right?
Like, yeah.
I don't want to take deep breaths anymore because I don't want to feel that again.
Uh-huh.
Right? They're like, just breathe normal. I'm like, when you keep telling me to be fucking normal, it's hard to breathe fucking normal. Like, you know what I mean?
My heart stopped like, I can't three even times.
Talk, right? I'm like, it's like sleep, almost like sleep state, but coherent, right? Like, it's a weird feeling.
You're like phasing in and out kind of deal. Like,
yeah, like dream state.
Dream you know, state,
type,
yeah,
of,
yeah,
type
yeah.
of thing. And so that I got to pee. And I'm holding it in. That's what I concentrate on. Like, I got to pee. And they just like, they're just there doing their thing. And thankfully, that's the last of, you know, the complications or whatever. And they take everything off. Like, they take out all this like weighted stuff that they had on me. And they I told the nurses, I'm like, yo, I got to pee. Like, I that's the first thing I say to them. Right. So I never had a portable urinal and someone hold it for me.
Nice. Ever. Yep.
Like, too old. Was it a old
bedpan?
Huh?
Was it a bedpan for you?
No.
To kind of.
No, it's called a urinal. It's like a handheld.
Okay.
Imagine this, but like with a.
Oh, okay.
Like, and they go, cup, boom.
You know? You pee into a bottle, essentially.
Yeah, they're like, they just stick it in there.
And you just go.
Yeah. They're like, go. I was like, right now, like, I was like confused, like, I never,
but then you can't because you're like,
I'm like half, like, you know, awake or whatever.
And they don't care that you're naked,
I'm completely naked, right? Just, like, I'm like, there's like eight people in the room,
this is what
I'm like, all right, you know, we're here, you know,
Oh my word.
I mean, it's pretty big, it's probably like twice as this room, and
that's a big room,
it's kind of cool. Technology wise, that's because all nothing else. There's like this like 85 inch screen. They're watching everything. I'm trying to like look what's going on, you know.
Dude.
So that's happening. And then I peed, and then you know they bring me back to my actual room, not the ER room, because I got admitted.
Yeah.
So now they're monitoring me, and I stay there for couple of days. And
Jesus Christ.
And I gotta say, like, the first thing that I thought of when I thought I was gonna die. Three times was, is my wife going to be good? That was my first thought.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wow.
That was my first thought. And, you know, what am I leaving on this world? That was my next thought.
Mm-hmm.
Not once did I think about money. Did I think about any material things?
Mm-hmm.
It was people that, you know, if they would be taken care of. So, and then I thought, that's when I called you. I was like, or when you called me rather. Yep. And you're like, I know you, G, like, you're going to go harder. And I'm like,
I know you.
I was like, everything that I wanted, that I thought I wanted in life, got reconfirmed that I wanted those things in the way I wanted them because of my heart attack. So, yeah, I mean, that's the gift, the silver lining I feel like that I got from it. But yeah, so I'm happy to be alive and doing this with you guys today.
fuck, bro.
Yeah.
God. First of all, it's so. So it's my belief. Is my belief that everyone has a unique purpose and a story to tell. I'm not trying to make light of your heart attack.
Yeah.
But that's part of your story.
100%.
That you can now take and because let's be real, like most of us don't know. You're mid-30s. I guarantee most mid-30s don't know how a heart attack feels.
Yeah.
You just explain 1,000, it in detail.
1,000.
How that feels.
I think let alone, you know, they don't even think about a heart attack. Yeah. I think I'm relatively young.
Okay. Okay.
To have a heart attack.
For sure.
Right? Like, yeah.
And maybe that's part of it is like, you just never know, dude.
You never know.
Because when you text me, I was like, what?
I woke up to that text and I was, like, and I was mad confused. I was like,
what do you mean you had a heart attack?
Yeah.
What? Yeah.
Like, is that even a, of course that's possible, but I was just like, I couldn't even comprehend it, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a shock. It's still a shock to me. Like, yeah. it's like what the doctor said.
How do you feel every day though? Like, do you, like, how do you,
so
is it different or?
It's getting back to normal, but I feel tired.
Okay.
I get exhausted way easier. I mean, think about it this way, right? Like how the doctor explained it to me was like, if you were to break a bone, right, it would take you 3 months, maybe 6 months to get it back to normal, right, with possible rehab and everything.
True.
I had trauma to my heart. Like, you know, they're like, that muscle needs to recover.
Yeah.
You know,
but can a heart as a muscle recover to normal?
Yeah. Just like any other muscle, right?
Oh, wow.
So it's not permanent damage.
The only... So now I have a manufactured product
in me. Oh, okay. The stent.
Right? Yeah. The stent, right? Yeah.
Which is fine. I mean...
Yeah, I mean, it's keeping it open.
My dad has 6. I mean...
Wow.
Yeah.
6? Jesus.
Holy shit.
But my dad's much older. I mean, you know...
I mean,
but
still.
Although, 6 is fucking great. Although I will say this. If that's my future, man...
This is actually what I wanted to talk about. Like, you talk about why this happened.
Yeah.
Both my grandparents died... My grandfathers died from a heart attack. Me and my brother talked about this.
Me too.
Oh shit.
You too?
Dude, heart disease, diabetes, Asian, like that's the number one, two killers in Asia.
It's interesting because for my family and for Korean people, diabetes is very strong.
Yes.
But heart disease is not very common.
Okay, but diabetes.
I know maybe one or two people that have suffered a heart attack. So I'm curious to ask you, what do you think are the biggest factors to heart health for you personally and maybe for your family maybe?
I think one is definitely the history.
Okay.
And then second is...
Like genetic kind of...
It's been like very known. Like... Mm. In our whole, like, my dad has, my grandpa passed away from it. My dad's brothers, like, have stents in them, right? And they've had a few heart attacks already, too.
Okay.
So, this is what I was going to say is, like, me and my brother, like, always talk about, like, you know, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
Mm.
You know, when is it going to happen type of thing. Like, we've seen our future, in a sense, you know?
Jesus.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Do you ever have the feeling that, like, I don't know, for example, if you change your diet to a certain extent or change whatever factor that you feel like you could change that inevitable future?
No.
Okay.
Because I'm a person who believes in science and what the doctor have said, like, the same thing. It's like...
Mm.
I'm sure my brother won't mind me telling his story. Is like he's also on meds for cholesterol.
Okay, right? Like statins.
Statins. Yeah. And I don't know which one specifically he's on. Sure. But he's eating clean. He's worked out.
Yeah.
And he's like, I told the doctor, like, I want to get off these. You know.
Okay.
after the fact that he worked out, ate clean, he came back, his LDL got higher.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Why?
Just genetics? Doctor said it's going to be genetics. It's like, one, another big factor is your stress. Like, yeah, how much coffee
that's true.
I drank, I was hypertensive.
Yep.
So, when you talk about running on anxiety, is it still running?
Yes.
Okay. When you talk about running on anxiety,
yeah,
it was very much that. That, like, constant stress, like, since September, which I've told the story on the last episode why that was. Mm-hmm. You know, so I get exactly why John feels the way he feels.
I see.
Because that stress, I would be damned if that didn't contribute to the actual heart attack.
Yeah. For sure.
You know what I mean?
No. I feel you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man. Wow. Yeah.
So even if you don't think it would change, how do I say it? Like, for example, you dieting better and exercising or whatever, like, even if you feel like that won't ultimately change, maybe
you fight it.
Yeah, like, do you still feel like it's worth the fight to you, though?
Oh yeah, 100%, because it will either help prolong it, or your day-to-day is going to be better.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So,
true.
Absolutely, 100%.
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah.
That's why I'm not drinking right now.
Yeah, for sure.
That's why I eat what I eat now. I've lost, like, maybe around, like, 12 pounds already. You know what I mean? So,
I mean, that's a lot of weight.
Yeah.
For a relatively short period of time.
Yeah. I mean, that's just by changing diet. And I can't exercise.
Yes. With no exercise, that's a lot of weight.
I mean, I have to walk, right? I walk a lot, right? Which I kind of enjoy, to be honest. Now I just put on a podcast, and just go. You know what I mean? Or I'll take calls on the go.
But
yeah. This, if this is not a wake up call for anybody who's watching, like, I know my wife's side of family, they're like, dude, because of you, I'm changing the way I eat.
Wow.
I mean, yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
I'm even looking at what the hell we doing, Daniel. But moderation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
No, I'm with y'all.
I don't really drink a lot
anymore. I also don't drink a lot.
So, but I'm actually, yeah.
I realize I'm the culprit of that.
You culprit.
No, he is.
Like, No,
he is.
No, he is. And I'm not talking about this group.
Oh, just...
I realize that my cousins, my wife's side of the family, I push it. That's when we all drink.
You're the encourager.
Now I don't drink. Yeah. Now I see everything clearly, right? So now no one is like, we're good.
You're like, oh shit, maybe it was me.
That's what I'm thinking. I think it was me. Like, no, you know, not like, for you. Yeah, so...
Yeah,
man. God so damn. There it is.
You know, I'm just I just feel thankful that you're alive.
Me too.
To be here, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. 100.
I mean, to your point, I know we 100. Can't control everything, but I think
control what you can.
I also really respect, at least in what you've communicated, the things that you're changing and controlling in your power. Like, I feel like, that's just not easy, even if you've been through a heart attack. Like, if you're in a mode of things, it's like, it's not fucking easy to give up all the shit that, like, you like to have at the end of the day.
Or, yeah.
Like, the shit that, like, is our parts of your stress relievers at the end of the week, you know what I'm saying? Right. So, I respect that a lot, and, you know,
the meds help, too.
Yeah. are you on what kind of, are they, like, you know, statins are for cholesterol, but are there, like, specific heart medications to prevent heart stopping, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know the names.
Yeah.
But I'm on cholesterol meds, the
statin. Okay.
I'm on it's called a beta blocker, which controls the rate of how fast my heart beats. Like, my heart hasn't beaten faster than 100
Oh, wow.
Which is really low.
Yeah. Right?
As far as exercise.
That's like brisk walking.
Yeah.
If that.
At most.
Yeah, right? At most. Yeah.
Wait, so if your heart can't beat more than 100 and you're...
No, it can. I'm just saying I haven't because of the beta blocker.
Oh, I see. Because that would not be good for you if it were to work extra hard.
Exactly.
It's I see. Oh, okay.
Again, like if your muscles like hurt, you don't want to work it out.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Okay. Idea behind it.
Right? Gotcha.
Yeah.
So, and then there's a medicine that I'm on for 6 months, which will help keep the stent open.
Okay.
Because obviously they don't want it to close up or close up again over the stent. And there's like two or three other ones that I forget that what they actually do, but ultimately cholesterol and heart, management.
But there's multiple, like it's like.
Yeah. I went to film 2 days ago and I forgot for the first time, I forgot to take my medicine. I stopped everything, went back, took it, then came back.
Yeah.
You had to.
Good for you, bro.
Like,
Yeah.
You can't risk that. What good is a shoot if I'm not going to be there for the next one?
You can you can risk lagging, extending the session.
Yeah. No problem.
Thanks for sharing,
story,
bro.
Yeah.
Because honestly, what you shared with us in the text, was informative, but didn't have as much detail as that. So, like, just hearing that, I think, yeah, man. I as a friend, I'm here for you, and in whatever capacity is helpful. And I'm happy to hear that on your own desire and initiative, you're wanting to make the changes that you want to for your own life. But
I do want to give a shout out to my wife.
Yeah,
because if GLT. It wasn't for my that's fine. If it wasn't for my wife, I'm pretty sure I'd be.
Like you wouldn't have called the
She acted quick.
But it's so much more than that. She was there in the hospital. Anything you need, came home, took care of me. Like she didn't that's have a
real
to.
One.
You know, like yeah. So
that's huge.
Shout out to you.
Babe. Yeah. Shout out to G's wife. You know, what I'm
saying? Yeah.
Yes, sir.
All right, man.
Are we doing it? Are we doing one of those? Or you think we're over time? On
I think
the
that's.
Podcast?
I think we're good. I think that's it.
Yeah.
I gotta walk my dog. You know what I'm saying?
All right, man.
Yeah,
sir.
Combine our effect. We come together to share stories.
Yes, sir.
You guys are gonna learn things. We just are authentic selves. Honestly, what I learned is just like. Be you and then project it out into the world and
yes,
what you want to project. You know what I mean? And that's the whole spirit of this. But beyond just us sharing our, personal stories, you're going to learn a lot from, a recruiter, how to find jobs, educator, how to educate and learn. And then I know most of you are going to be more excited. Content creation. A videographer, the art of telling your story, and then so we feel us three combined, coming together, we're hoping we're going to give you something positive, something valuable, something humorous, something entertaining, but also something educational, something you could really grasp and enrich your life,
Yeah.
That's really what it is.
Yeah.
That's so.
100%.
Thank you for joining us. Stay tuned for more. Guys, if you want to end it.
I'm good there.
I'm chilling right here.
Let's go.